From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Floodwaters in Iowa's two biggest cities, Des Moines and Cedar Rapids, are beginning to recede. But there may be more thunderstorms in Cedar Rapids today, and officials say the most immediate problem is the drinking water. Three of the city's four collection wells have been contaminated. Brett Voorhees is the spokesman for Iowa's Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.
People are being asked to conserve. Some of their wells have been contaminated, so we're asking people to be very cautious. This is not a time to run your dishwasher or run your wash your car. This is a time where they need to conserve the water that's in the system.
Thousands of people across eastern Iowa remain evacuated from their homes, and many highways and bridges are still closed because of high water. NPR's David Shaper has more on the flooding from Cedar Rapids.
The next city likely to get more water than it can handle is Iowa City, home of the University of Iowa, which has the overflowing Iowa River raging right through campus. Close to 1,000 homes, businesses, and campus buildings in Iowa City have been evacuated, and the Iowa River is not expected to crest until Monday or Tuesday. A levee broke in Des Moines Saturday, flooding a neighborhood of about 250 homes. But the Des Moines River crested earlier and at a lower level than anticipated, allowing the city to lift its evacuation orders for much of Des Moines last night. Still, Des Moines Mayor Frank County says his city isn't in the clear just yet.
I think it's prudent for us to continue to evaluate all of our levee systems, watch water. We're going to watch the weather. We need to watch all of those things.
Things are, however, getting a little bit better here in Cedar Rapids. I'm standing in the street at what is now the leading edge of the floodwaters from the Cedar River, and these waters have retreated a good 2.5 blocks or more from where they stood late Friday afternoon. But as the floodwaters recede, the feeling of shock and awe that people here had at the sheer amount of water that deluged their city is giving way to the harsh reality of what the floodwaters have left behind.
My house is basically going to be destroyed inside and out. A two-story house is going to be gone.
Sean Klepp has just stepped off a boat. She was guiding rescuers to her mother-in-law's house to save her pets. When they couldn't get in, they went past her house nearby, where floodwaters reached the second floor.
House neighbors who have one-story homes have barrels sitting on top of their roofs from where the water was over the top of their homes. We have family who lives further down who, if our house is that bad, are going to be even worse shape than we are, who probably just are completely underwater.
Sean Klepp says when the flooding began last week and her family evacuated, officials predicted the Cedar River would crest at about 22 to 24 feet. Record high floodwaters, but she thought her second floor would remain dry. The river actually crested close to 32 feet, and as a result, she lost
everything. The irreplaceable items, pictures, things that we're never going to get back. The material stuff, the TVs, the furniture is replaceable. The pictures we're never going to be able to replace.
Klepp says she and her husband have already decided they won't be moving back, that they'll try to rebuild their lives somewhere else. At a news conference later, Cedar Rapids City Councilman Chris Julick says he understands the despair many residents are beginning to feel.
At times, seeing the images in the downtown area and all along the riverfront and the areas affected by the flood, it might seem like it's going to be impossible for us to rebuild the city, but it won't be. We will get it done.
But there is still a lot of water that needs to be drained and pumped out before the people of Cedar Rapids can even start to assess how to begin rebuilding their flooded city. David Shaper, NPR News in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.